Welcome to In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. It's one of my favorite times of the month. We've got Jane Paul from Early On Crow here, and we're going to be talking about early childhood education, and we're also going to be talking about parental education this time around, aren't we, Jane? First off, welcome back.
Thanks, Bob. Always glad to be here.
And we're going to be talking about some sessions, some workshops that are available out there for parents with young kids. And I think it's great that we bring these up every so often because a lot of people don't realize that this is a resource that's out there.
Yeah, this is your tax dollars at work, people, so use us.
I love it. Absolutely. I know that you cover a broad range of topics over the course of these workshops. What can we look forward to in the near future?
Well, coming up right away, we've got three different workshops coming up. And I mean, part of the reason why I want to do this is just to make sure, like you said, that people know we're there. We're here to support you. All our services are free. Most of what I do right now is still virtual. So we're online, we're Zooming everything. But I do go out to playgroups, and you can show up at any playgroup or contact me and I can meet you there. And we can chat just about parenting stuff. Parenting is a hard, hard job. And these days, with all the extra stresses we're going through, it's just made it a little bit harder. So all our staff are there to support you. Like I said, use us. So coming up right away, this Wednesday night, is a Zoom workshop called Good Discipline, Good Kids. And it's all about sort of the old how to talk stuff. And we talk about this all the time, you and I, on our shows. It's about acknowledging feelings. It's about connecting. It's about describing problems and stating clear expectations of what we need kids to do right in the moment, and then praising them when it goes well. So we teach how to do that. We take your situations and we tweak them a little bit, so that it works for your kids, your family, the atmosphere of your home. So that's one of our meat and potatoes one. We keep trying to find something new, but we always go back to this core one. It just works, and it's so respectful for families.
And what age groups are you looking at there?
So we're always geared from conception to six. So in that one, I mean, we'll talk about basically 12 months to about 7 years. However, in this county, we have some gaps in there for kids that aren't in crisis. So even if you have kids that are a little bit older, this is still really about communication. I mean, we call it parenting because that's what they pay us for, but it's really about communication. So this stuff works with preschoolers, it works with kids, works with your teenagers, it even works with your spouses and your co-workers and your partners, all of those things, because it's basic communication. It teaches respect, but it is also assertive and gets your point across. And it's about keeping the relationship healthy between you. Not that it's ever smooth sailing. I mean, this is parenting we're talking about, but it keeps that relationship intact, so that you can work through any problems that come up.
And it's really interesting because you didn't use the word discipline right in that description at all. And I think that that really speaks to just how broad you need to be when you are dealing with discipline. There's so much going on there. It's not just a matter of, putting somebody in a timeout.
Exactly. And we actually talk a lot about that. We talk about the difference between discipline and punishment. Right. And why one works and the other doesn't. It comes back to bias. It may work in the moment, but long term, it has a detrimental effect on that relationship that you have to have in there. So we talk a lot about that. Discipline is literally the Latin word to teach. And so whenever we discipline a child, it's not punishment and consequences. It's about getting in there, problem solving, and teaching those lagging skills or the skills that are missing, so that they're then available after we practice them. They're available then for the next time this kind of situation pops up.
It's really interesting. Discipline is one of those wonderful words because it can have that, that overall a negative connotation, you know, when people hear the word discipline. But then as soon as you say something, it's like, oh, I'm educated in this particular discipline, then you don't feel negative at all when you listen to that word. And it sounds to me like this workshop really teaches people that discipline is exactly what you just said. It's teaching.
Absolutely. And all of our workshops, I mean, yes, we teach, but we also learn together. We're co-learners in all of these workshops because parents bring a lot to the table when they come in. So we want to hear their stories and their ideas and how things are working for them too. That's how we as a staff learn as well, right? Learning from the people that we're working with.
Absolutely. And the next one, of course, that you want to talk about is called positive parenting. And I think obviously these two topics go hand in hand. And the other thing too that I just want to mention, and you bring this up all the time, this isn't a how-to manual because everybody is different. Every child is different. These are steps to get you headed right down the right path.
Wouldn't it be nice if every kid came with a manual
Oh,
tattooed right on their back?
or a
I
reset
mean,
button. A reset
yeah, or a
button.
reset button, absolutely. But you're right, because we also talk about temperament in there. We talk about the uniqueness of each child. We don't treat kids equally, we treat them uniquely. You know, if you're needing a pair of rubber boots, I don't buy everybody in the family rubber boots because that's a need you have. So we try and look at what each person needs in there and try and fulfill those needs and work on, you know, all the stuff that's around that. And then you'll see that a lot of the behaviors just kind of go away, because when we're getting our needs met, and we talked about this last month, right? How we feel dictates our behaviors. So everything we do is positive parenting, and that's coming up. It's a one-night shot on Monday, December the 5th. And everything we do is under the positive parenting umbrella. And again, keeping that relationship intact, finding ways that we can deal with people and communicate with people and work to make things work in our family while still keeping the relationship intact. And again, not smooth sailing always, but treating them in a way that when they grow up and they treat us back because we're modeling for them, that that's something we can accept and that is a healthy relationship.
And again, that one's Monday, December 5th. Now here's one that I know I can relate with, and a lot of parents can certainly relate with here. And this is coming up Monday, December 12th. Kids have stress too. And
Yeah.
please note, I said kids have stress too, not kids cause stress too, because there's a little bit of a difference in those two workshops.
Absolutely. Very different mindset
Yeah.
between that when you switch up that word. And it is, it's a one night workshop as well. It's in the evening and it's on Zoom. So far, all of these are Zoom workshops. And it's really about looking at the signs of stress in kids and relating how stress affects behavior. One of my favorite gurus in this area is Dr. Stuart Shanker. He's Canadian, lots of stuff on YouTube with him. And he talks a lot about kids will do well if they can. If they're not, let's take a look at what their stressors are and how we're going to manage that, how we're going to teach them to manage it, and how we're going to step in and help them manage it at the beginning so that they learn how to do those things. When we reduce the stress, then kids can cope better. And this, it's a wonderful, wonderful workshop that's been around, and we'll talk about how to look at stress, how to reduce stress, how to manage stress with kids.
Without giving in, right? Because it's not just a matter of just give them everything that they want in order to make them happy so that they're not stressed. It has to be done in a healthy way.
Right. Sometimes we think that when we give kids their own way, that we're reducing stress, but they actually need firm, clear boundaries in there as well. They need a warmth and structure. And actually, that's one of the next ones we're going to talk about is positive discipline and everyday parenting. So let's jump on to that one, and I'll talk about a little bit about stress in there as well.
Absolutely. And because stress seems to be one of the things that's really at the foundation of parenting when it comes to managing stress on your own behalf, but then also for your child.
Yeah, and we're talking about kids' stress, but we're also talking about adult stress, right? because we live in a family, everything interacts in there. It's a relationship. And so we need to take a look at that all over. Positive discipline in everyday parenting. It's a four-session workshop that's going to happen in the new year. And I'm hoping it's going to be in person. So we'll, if you check out our page, Crow Parent Education, you'll see that coming up after Christmas or after the new year. And we'll let you know where and when it's going to be. But we hope to get people together because there's a difference that happens when we're face to face. The discussions are richer. We're able to delve into more things. Nobody wants to interrupt on Zoom. When you're talking about parenting and working with people, it needs to be a discussion, right? It's not just us giving out information. It needs to be a discussion so you figure out how these things work. So, this one in particular talks about parenting with warmth, which is loving and caring and feeling safe and secure, and parenting with structure, which is guidance and information and seeing things from a kid's point of view so you can figure out what's going on to figure out where to go from there. It's an excellent, excellent workshop that came out of the UN, the United Nations Rights of the Child paper. So it's very, very respectful, but it's also very assertive. And I think for me, it was one that really changed how I look at the world of dealing with people, right? That you can be respectful and you can be assertive at the same time and really get into those core values that you need as well, respect and belonging and, working together. So.
How long ago did this come out? Because I asked because I know that you've been doing this for a long time, and if it was sort of a big shift for you, I think that speaks volumes to the effectiveness of it. If you made a big shift in the way that you're dealing with this subject matter.
Yeah, and I think it was more the way it was presented than it was the actual information that was the shift. It was a different way of looking at things. It's like putting on a new pair of glasses. You see things through a new lens, and it can be clearer depending on what glasses you put on. It doesn't necessarily have to be new information. So this has actually been around, and this is terrible because as I get older, time flies by. So I'm going to say, I was probably trained maybe 5 years ago in this. It was around before that because I had a coworker who took it, but it may be longer than that because, like I said, time just flies. But it's wonderful, and they revamped it for COVID. We're getting back to the full sessions now, which is great.
Fantastic. And that's not, I'm sorry, go ahead.
It comes back to what we talked about last week again about how our feelings cause our behaviors. And delving into that, it still maintains parental authority in there. You still have to have authority. Kids don't always understand the consequences of their actions, but this one is really respectful in the way that it does it.
And it's not the only one that's coming up in the new year. There's a couple more that you wanted to let us know about.
Yep, Bounce Back and Thrive is going to be coming up. It's a long one, it's 10 sessions, and it's about resiliency. It's not technically a parenting course. But of course, you know that the more resilient we are, the better our parenting is, right? The better we can cope with the world. So indirectly, it affects our parenting. It talks about our thoughts and managing our thoughts and how we can change those automatic thoughts to change again how we feel, which of course changes how what we act and our behaviors, right? And it talks about managing stress in there as well, about choosing with awareness, being able to understand that sometimes you were handed a map from your parents or the way that you were brought up, and you may not want to follow that map. You may want to do things differently. So we look at some of the things that we think we should be doing and look at whether they're actually helping in our life or not. So it's a great resiliency workshop. And then the last few sessions in it looks at how we can help our kids be more resilient, more than just modeling for them. So it's a great course. It's a life changer as well.
It's really cool when you get into these train your brain courses, and in these disciplines, when you are, thank you, when you are working on these things. I've gone through it with in dealing with anxiety, training your brain to react, and you talk about automatic thoughts, and so that immediately it It isn't, a fight or flight response. You can actually reason with what's going on, and it can be done in the brain where you change your automatic reaction. But like anything else, it is training, it is work, and I can see why this one is 10 sessions because you've got a lot to cover.
We do, and you're absolutely right. What you want to do is respond, not react. And anxiety makes us react, right? Again, back to how you feel, right? Causes your actions in there. But it's huge in the way that these are skills we're teaching. And if they're a skill, just like playing basketball, the more you practice, the better you get at it. It's a skill that can be learned. It's research based on why some people tend to be more resilient than others, looking at the skills they do have, and how do we teach those to other people so they can be more resilient.
And then there was one other workshop that you wanted to talk to us a little bit about that's coming up in the new year, too.
Yep, so Triple P, the Positive Parenting Program, which is what Triple P stands for, is coming up. It's five sessions as well. It can actually go to as long as eight, because the last few sessions, after we teach things about, and making encouraging environments and positive attitudes in the home, managing our own modeling and what we're modeling for kids in there, and then managing and understanding behaviors, we actually do an action plan for times where it's hard for you to parent. So you pick situations that are difficult for you to manage your parenting in, and we take those. There's a whole system for planning it out. You try it. Get one-on-one sessions at the end of it, tweak it for your child, your house, yourself, your atmosphere. And we can do that different times at the end so that you get a real sense of not only what to do, but how to do it. So I think that's one. It's one that we add a little bit of extra to because, again, it's been around for a while. So we add a little bit more information that I feel is missing just so that we can make sure that you have all the information you need to deal with.
Excellent. Well, I think it's incredible that we talk about these things because it's awesome that they are available out there for people, these resources for people who may feel like they're a little bit stuck and they just feel like they're a little bit lost at times.
Well, and it's interesting you say that because our workshops are definitely for people who are struggling a little bit, but they're also there for the good enough parents. They're also there for the great parent. They're also there for just the curious who want to know more about what's coming up and what to do and be ready for it. So I think there's a stigma out there that if you come to a parenting workshop, it's because you're having trouble parenting and you're struggling. Not true. We have everybody there. Parenting workshops, it's like learning math. It's good for everybody, right? So don't feel that you have to be struggling in order to come and learn. I think it's an exciting time to be in this field because we know a lot of the brain science and the science that goes behind what we're doing. And you know me, I'm Thomas the Doubter, right? So I want to know that this stuff is going to want to work. I want to know why it's going to work and what's going on so that I can make informed choices here.
Yeah, for sure. And as you said, these are skills that are being taught. So if you are someone who is struggling or someone who isn't, it's great to have these skills and continue to develop them, just in case you do need them, or that may be the wrong way to put this, just so that when you use them, you're sharp. Like you said, the basketball player, you know that that ball's going to go in when you take that shot.
Yeah, and we think of parenting as a giant toolbox in the middle of the table. So I think you're right. It's when we use them, we're going to put all these skills into our toolbox. It's up to you to choose which ones to take out and use, depending on the child, depending on the situation, depending on, just what's happening here. So I think we're on the money there. There's lots of different skills. You get to choose which ones to use at any time.
All right. Well, Jane, it's always a pleasure to have you on. It's a joy, really. And we look forward to our conversation with you next month. This is the time when I get you to tell people how they can get a hold of Crow and Early On and to find out a little bit more information.
Sure. So you can message me through Facebook at Crow Parent Education. That's my Facebook page. And I keep a close eye on that. You can go to our website, crowlanark.com, and that will give you access to all our playgroups, all our workshops, lots of information, even links to other services. You can also just call the office at 613-283-0095. I had to think about that for a second here. We've got a I'm long distance out from where I am, so anyway, you can get us through all those different ways and just send us a message and we'll link you up with who you want. And just a reminder to people too, we've extended our playgroup hours at a lot of the different playgroups we're at. And I'm off to one today that goes till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We listen to the feedback we get from our participants and from the people around us. And they're saying, you know what, my kid nap's here, my kid nap's there. You know, we need a little more flexibility. So a lot of our playgroups go from 9 or 9:30 in the morning now till, you know, mid-afternoon, so that if you have a child that's napping in there, you can stay home and nap in the morning, or you can go in the morning and come back and they can still nap in the afternoon. You can even bring your lunch, which is what I'm doing today, and stick around for the whole day if you want. So just know that we're out there. All our facilitators can chat about parenting as well. They're there to support you. Come on out and meet us and have some fun.
Excellent. Well, Jane, it's always a pleasure. I look forward to our next conversation.
Excellent. Always glad to see you, Bob.
Jane Paul from Early On and Crow Lanark, of course, our guest here, as she is every month, talking about early childhood education. I'm Bob Perot. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.